It's Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is Finding Your Voice, Singing to Your Own Tune. My name is Jeff Valensky, and I'm the founder of 2B Enterprises, and I'm dedicated to helping people escape the 9-to-5, follow their passion, and love their work. I'm the founder and co-creator of Broadway Bodies, the fun way to work out. I'm the founder of Javelin Business Coaching and a few more ventures, as well as opening a new studio called 2B Studios on 14th and 6th Avenue. Every other week, we are here on Life Coach Radio Network, so join us for a conversation with those who have created fun businesses and uncovered their fortune in the process. We are broadcasting live from New York City, that concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Last show, our episode was about things you need to be and things you need to do to start a business. This week, again, we'll delve into finding your voice, singing to your own tune, and we have two or maybe even three great guests today, beginning with Kevin Dozier, who you heard a little bit of his song in the beginning. I'm going to play a little more. We're going to listen to a fair amount of music today from some of our artists. We will also hear from Rory Potruck, who has a new show called The Best Is Yet to Come. So let's just hear a little bit about from Kevin, and then we'll go back to talking to me just in a few seconds.
Others don't take time to see when I feel my special jingle and the river start to jingle. I hear the bells that I love so much, bells I can smell, I can taste so much. If you're in need of a world that can shine, 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 come and hear my.
That's a little bit of Kevin Dozier from his album Love's Never Lost. And who doesn't hear bells? Who doesn't want that tingle? Who doesn't want to, sing out strong? And Kevin has found his voice. You're going to hear from him in a few minutes. Very excited to have him on the show today. He has an album out called called Love's Never Lost. So who doesn't have a passion for singing or dancing? This month's episode is about finding your voice, finding your step, singing and dancing to your own tune. And that's part of my mission working with clients is to uncover your passion, have fun, find your fortune. I am inspired every day by people I meet who are doing wonderful, very cool things. They're having fun. They're creating wealth and abundance for themselves and others. They're doing great work, inspiring others. Some of the music they're making touches others. It is wonderful, wonderful to see. One of the things that I believe truly in is the Master of Living quote. Master of the Art of Living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his information and his recreation. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence at whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he is working or playing. To him, he's always doing both. Take a moment to think about fun to fortune, not distinguishing between working and playing. I have to imagine, and I've always imagined, that when I watch music videos or people up on stage, I'm like, how much fun are they having? How much fun are they having singing their songs, singing those words, firing the audience, using their voice, and creating it all? Something that is a talent that is God-given, but also something they've developed and collaborated and made their own. I'm always in admiration of people who can perform on stage, whether it's a cabaret or a big concert hall or anywhere, but getting on stage and performing in front of people. So what is your stage? What is it for you to be singing to your own tune? Let's hear a little song, clip from a song by Sarah McLachlan that came out almost a year ago today. And I was looking for songs within the theme of Find Your Voice and found this. She wrote Found Your Voice. It's a little bit of a holiday tune, but I think it's got a nice message. So listen to this clip. That was Find Your Voice by Sarah McLachlan. I love the words, find your voice, shout it from the inside. In the beginning, you heard a little bit of a medley between Kevin and also for Kevin and had a little technical difficulties. In any case, back to our show. So we're also going to hear a little bit from Rory Potruck today. And Rory had a 20-year hiatus from singing, getting into, you know, the corporate world and other stuff that sidetracked him. And the best is yet to come is his new show coming up. So he is going to be performing at the Duplex in New York City after a 20-year hiatus from singing. So you'll hear from him. And if we have time, we will hear a little bit from Kim Smith. If not, we'll save that for our next show, which is November 26th. And that show will be, again, about singing and dancing to your own tune. We'll have Bedra Goodwin, one of the stars from Chicago, and her partner Kim Stern, who have created something called the Broadway Warm-Up. And this is a new business venture, so I'd love for you to hear from them. And that is November 26th at 12 p.m. You can also listen to the archives. For those who are just tuning in, this is the Life Coach Radio Network. We're on the line today with Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Success Series with Coach Jeff. I'm Jeff Valinsky. You can find out more about me at www.javelin.com. I host this show every other Tuesday at noon. If you have a question or comment from one of our presenters today, or you want to be an entrepreneur, feel free to call in at 646-716-9397. You may tweet at us. Our handle is Coach Host Radio. And you can like us on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network. In a few minutes, we're going to hear from our first guest, Kevin Dozier, who, again, is someone who has a full-time job, has an amazing voice, and figured out how to have both in his life. So a little bit of a multipreneur. He has, I think, one or two albums out already and has an amazing voice. You can see him in New York. You can listen to him by downloading his music. And I'm going to play a little right now while we wait for Kevin to come online. I believe that Kevin has come on the line, so let me make Kevin's mic live. And let's get right into it. Let me see if I can make his mic live. Kevin, let's see. Are you there, Kevin?
I'm here. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Welcome to the Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Startup Success Series with Coach Jeff.
Thank
today
you.
We are, today we're working on finding your voice, singing to your own tune. So you are our first guest today. And we're here to share our story with the audience about who are you, how did you get into it, how did you get into singing, what have you created, what's been fun for you, and what's been challenging. So are you ready to dive in and
give people
your voice?
Absolutely.
All right. So tell us who you are, what your stage business name is. I know you're a multipreneur. You hold a bunch of different hats, but... So who are you and what is your show name and your enterprise name around singing?
Yeah, so, my name is Kevin Dozier, and that is my stage name. It's my real name. And I'm really in New York City a cabaret performer as well as a recording artist. So as you just heard a song from my last CD, Love's Never Lost, I've released two CDs now. And we're working on a holiday CD at the moment. So
That's wonderful. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. So, Kevin, how I know that you work full-time in the corporate America, or you were last time I saw you.
Yeah.
How did you take that plunge? A lot of callers into this show are looking for that inspiration, or they're looking for – doing maybe it's finding their voice, but maybe it's something else. But how did you sort of finally say, yes, I'm going to have both in my life? How did you get away from that someday I'll do this or when I retire I'll do this? How did you make it live and make it happen?
Well, when I was younger, in college and through college, I was a singer and I was a studio singer. So I did a lot of commercial jingles and that kind of work. And when I moved to New York City, I moved here for a job with Barnes & Noble in their corporate office. And my goal at that time was to continue doing singing on the side. What happened to me, though, was back a number of years ago, I started hanging out at a club here in New York City called Don't Tell Mama. And I saw these incredible performers. The club was just getting started at that time. And I lost my nerve. I actually stopped singing altogether for about 10 years professionally because I really lost my courage to do it. And fortunately, when I was living in San Francisco, I met a vocal coach who really helped me get my confidence back. And when I moved back to New York City, I set myself some goals. And the first was to really get back up in front of audiences and singing again. And the first thing I did to get over my fear was I went to Don't Tell Mama and I met with their booking manager. And because I wanted to conquer Don't Tell Mama, because that was the place where I'd really lost my courage. And so that's where I did my first show. And the thing that really helped kick it off for me was that I set some kind of lofty goals. I had some people that I idolized in the business, and I actually got the courage up to go to them and ask them to work with me. And, you know, the thing that's been most surprising and most wonderful for me is that no one's closed the door. So all those people that I admired and idolized and that, they actually opened the door and let me in. And so I would say to anybody, I would encourage them, think big. If there's someone that you admire that you think can help you, you know, the worst thing is that they could, you know, they don't talk to you. But I've really had a great experience in that people have opened the door and let me in. And those are the people that helped me get networked into New York City, into the cabaret scene. And that really helped with everything.
Yeah, so I guess a couple of the themes that you said, one is, and a lot of people, is find that courage or find a way for you to sort of bring that back. I know a lot of people who are in the artistic field will lose their confidence and courage and then reappear sometimes later in life. And I guess that all happens to everyone in every job, but really maybe shortening that window. And it sounds like you set a goal, you got a coach, a vocal coach, and you sort of put it back into your sights. Did I get that right?
Yeah, and I had to keep saying to myself, the consequence of you're not taking action and not, you know, getting your confidence back is that you're not doing this, and it's something that I love to do. And,
I
also had to take out for me at that point, I was very fortunate that I had a good job. So that helped because I wasn't having to rely on it to make a living. But it's actually growing to a place where I could start to make a living from it, which is very exciting for me.
That is exciting. Wow, that's exciting. And that's the other thing about, the way you've gone about it. Some people, want one or the other. And having a job and doing the business on the side is a great way to see if you enjoy it. And it's also a great way to see, if it's going to stick and it's something you love, The other part that you had mentioned earlier is about collaboration and what it takes to sort of get off the ground. And while it's your voice and it's your words and it's your songs many times, it's also about collaboration. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure, and that's one of the things that I've gotten the most enjoyment out of all of this has been the collaborations. So when I came back to New York, there was a singer, she's no longer with us, her name's Nancy Lamott, and I'd admired her music for years and years and years and years, and her music's always inspired me. And so I set my goals on actually getting to meet some of the people that she worked with, that she collaborated with. And I was fortunate enough to start working with a man named Christopher Marlowe, who was her musical arranger and conductor. And he's one of those people that actually opened the door for me and let me in. And so, here I was working with someone that I admired and almost idolized. And that collaboration and that what we put together brought such joy for me, in that we got to create music together in a style that I liked. One of the things that I did learn from that experience, though, was you have to be careful on how much you put in to that idolization or that admiration, because he had a lot more influence and impact on me than I kind of lost a little bit of my own identity in that process. So it helped me rebuild my confidence, and I learned from that experience that I can't let go of my own identity. I have to hold on to that and not give it up to someone that I admire so much that I trust everything that they tell me to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Well, what I also hear you saying is that you're constantly learning as you go forward. So, when you sort of got back into the business, so to speak, it's been not only it's been a learning process as you go along and learning what works for you, what doesn't work for you. So let's go, since this is the Fun to Fortune show, tell the audience what's the fun part for you? So where do you get the most joy and satisfaction in the whole process of creating and delivering and performing and collaborating?
Yeah, I'm the most the greatest rewards I've gotten from it have been the collaboration piece of it. I absolutely love that process. I love that I'm getting to go back in. I said before I had started as a studio singer, so the fact that I'm actually getting to go into the studio and record has brought me great satisfaction. I'm getting to sing in bigger and bigger venues in front of larger audiences, and that's been a real joy. Right now what I'm focused on is I'm pushing myself to another arena in music, in that mostly what I sing today, as you just heard, are mostly ballads, very more emotionally connected songs. I love to be connected to the music. I'm now working with a performer, another idol, Marilyn May, who's 85 years old, and she's going strong, and she sounds amazing, and she's really helping push me more into a jazz arena and a more up-tempo thing, so I'm pushing myself again, and that's really satisfying and quite rewarding.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's move into some of the challenges and obstacles. You alluded to some of them in the beginning, but just what are some of the things that were challenging or you had obstacles, and then how did you get support to get through them?
Yeah, so at the very beginning for me, some of the bigger challenges trying to come into the New York cabaret scene was really the networking, because it is very much a community of people and networking. And so getting some of the right introductions, that's probably the biggest hurdle I had, was getting introduced to the right people. So, again, it comes back to some of those people that I reached, you know, I dreamed big and said, okay, I want to work with this person. That helped open some doors there for me. But then that was a lot of work, because I had to go, I went to a lot of shows. I went in, and at all those shows, I tried to meet everybody I could meet and talk to everybody. That probably took the most time and energy. And that was one of the bigger hurdles at the beginning for me. And
so you got to
get
out there and pound the pavement. You know, it's not just working on your voice and the songs, but you got to get out there.
You've got to get out there and make sure that people know who you are. So.
Yeah. Great. And then the fortune side. So what has been your fortune in all of this? Fame, independence, creation, wealth, relationships, whatever it is. What sort of been your fortune?
For me, it's been really the creative outlet, and that I'm actually being creative again through this medium that I love. I've been singing since I was really little, and when I started again after that 10-year break, I literally, the first time I got in front of an audience, that next day I was driving in my car and I pulled over to the side of the road and broke down and was just crying, because I hadn't realized how much I missed being able to sing and perform for people. And so I get to do that, and I get to do it on a fairly regular basis now, and that creative outlet has been probably the greatest fortune I've gotten. That and, like we said, with the collaboration, a lot of the relationships, and that I've gotten to know some really wonderful people. I've gotten to work with some really great songwriters, and just having that has been a great reward for me.
Yeah, fantastic. That is fantastic. What's the span of years have you been back in the cabaret scene, and now I think you're on your second album? Did we mention that?
Yeah, I'm on my second album, yeah. I started singing again really in San Francisco about 10 years ago in 2003. I made my debut in New York City in 2005, and I released my first CD in 2009 and then another one this year. And I was, you know, recognized in between there in 2011 as Male Singer of the Year for the Mac Awards, as well as the Backstage Bistro Awards. So that's been very fulfilling.
That is
nice.
Wow, what a journey. What a journey. It's really an amazing, it doesn't seem like that long to me, but I'm not in your shoes. I'm just, you know, one of your fans and listeners. But now, your first album was Love's Never Lost. Is that your second?
That's the second. So the first one was called Love Wise. That's the one I produced with Christopher Marlowe, the musical director I talked about before that worked with Nancy Lamott. This second CD, which is Love's Never Lost, was a collaboration with a man named Alex Rybeck as my musical director and orchestrator. And I'm very proud of it. We actually got to bring strings in for this CD and worked with some great musicians. He works with people like Liz Calloway and Ann Hampton Calloway. I've been very fortunate to have the people that I've gotten to work with on these projects.
So what's in store? Where can people find you, either in person, live? What do you have coming up in the next couple months? And where can people find you online if they are calling in from places out of New York or listening in? Where can they find your work and your music?
Sure. They can find my references, or they can go to my website, which is Kevin Dozier. It's D-O-Z as in zebra, I-E-R .com. And they can hear tracks from both of the CDs there. You can buy CDs on cdbaby.com. Over the next few months, we're going back in right now, and we're working on some holiday music, which should be out in the next few weeks, actually. And then this coming spring, I'll have some new shows, and we're working on the venue right now. But they can find out details about that on my website.
Okay, wonderful. And before you go, what advice, what one piece of sort of like for someone who's starting out in, I don't know, 2005-ish in your shoes or just contemplating or more than contemplating or what's a couple pieces of advice that you would give them?
I think that what I was touching on is I think that it's important that you think big, and don't, you know, don't get discouraged if it's not happening right away. But I think thinking big, like I said, some of those people that I reached out to that I really admired are the people that really helped open the doors for me. And they were people that, you know, I didn't necessarily think, wow, I don't think this person, I'm not sure this person will even return my email or my phone call.
But
the fact that I went ahead and went for it and they actually said yes was probably the best thing that happened for me. So if I look back on that experience, I'd say go for it. Go for it. You're not going to lose anything. The only thing you can lose is them saying no, and then you just go to the next person on your list. Keep trying.
So a little bit of perseverance, a little bit of being able to thick skin, all the elements of really what you need of being an entrepreneur, a little go-getter, a lot of go-getter, and a determination of thinking big. And I think I'm probably, you know, I'm going to guess that you received a fair amount of no's, and that's what really sort of sets a lot of people back in their pursuits is once they hear one or two no's, they stop. And you really have to keep pushing ahead to get
right.
To the yeses. So congratulations.
And when you hit a goal, setting the next one. So, you know, at the beginning of every year, once we do like a bunch of shows or after we release this last CD, I said to myself, okay, now what's my next goal? What's the next thing I want to be able to do? And, you know, now having done it for enough of years, I know, okay, that's a good chunk I can take off. That's a nice goal that I can set for myself. And keep at it. Keep at it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Success Series, Find Your Voice, Singing to Your Own Tune. I'm going to end this show or end this segment before our next guest, Rory Potruck, comes on with Wonderful, Wonderful, which is one of my favorites from Love's Never Lost. Is there anything about that song that, you know, jumped out at you?
It was a family favorite since I was a little boy, and, you know, of course, Johnny Mathis recorded it, and this though is an example of that collaboration that I had with Alex, because we really played with all kinds of ways to make this song different, and I think we came up with a great arrangement of it. So thank you very much for having me on, Jeff.
Thank you, Kevin, and congratulations. Look forward to seeing and hearing you again, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Wonderful, so wonderful, my love. Sometimes we stand on the top of a hill. And the gaze at the earth and the sky. sky. I turn to you, and you melt in my heart. Alone, only you and I. Oh, so wonderful, my love.
And it is indeed wonderful. We thank Kevin for being with us today and sharing his music. I'm so glad that after 10 years he came back into the business to share his voice and inspiration with us. Let me just do some technical stuff here. Getting all caught up in the music. That is indeed so wonderful. I guess the key word today will be wonderful. How wonderful is it to discover your own voice, to find your voice, to share your voice with the world? And maybe your voice, maybe your passion is your voice. Maybe it's your dance. Maybe it's something else. But as Kevin described to us, it's about really remembering what it is that you miss in your life. A lot of times clients come in to me, we talk about what's the most exciting thing that ever happened to your, in your life, and it sort of is a spark, something that they used to do that they forgot and they really love, and bringing that back in. So even after a hiatus of 10 years, as we're going to learn from Rory, Rory had a 20-year hiatus and now is producing the show The Best Is Yet to Come. After a 20-year hiatus, he is back. So we hate to see – that's why coaches exist in the world. We hate to see you keeping that under wraps for too long. Before we go on, remember, this is the Life Coach Radio Network today. We're on the line today with Fun to Fortune with Coach Jeff. I'm Jeff Walensky. You can find out more about me at javelin.com. That's www.javelin.com. I host this show every other Tuesday at noon. If you have a question or a comment about being or wanting to be an entrepreneur, you can call in at 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. You can tweet at us. Our handle is Coach Host Radio. Again, this is the Life Coach Radio Network. We are now going to hear from Rory Potruck. Rory pre-recorded our interview because he couldn't be with us today. He is preparing for a big show this Thursday live at the Duplex Cabaret. There's two shows, and he is back after a 20-year hiatus. Let's go to Rory right now. Hello, we are on the line with Rory. Welcome to Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Success Series. Today is finding your voice, singing to your own tune. Hello, Rory. How are you today?
Hi, Jeff. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for being on our show today and sharing your story about rediscovering your voice. So tell us what is your show? What is your name of the Rory Singing Enterprise? Who are you?
The name of the show is called The Best Is Yet to Come. I went back to singing. I took a 20-year hiatus from singing, and about 2.5 years ago decided that it was the most passionate experience I ever had in my life, and I decided to go back and try to connect with that passion again.
Wow, 20-year hiatus. So when you say 20-year hiatus, what does that mean? Does that mean you were singing professionally 20 years ago, and then you took off professionally, or what was the hiatus part?
Well, I came to New York as a trained singer in the mid-70s, and I sang on and off professionally for about 10 years. And then I got involved in a relationship. I got involved in a job that wasn't necessarily connected to singing, and I just decided to take a break, and before I knew it, 20, 30 years had gone by. I actually sang for 10 years with the New York City Gay Men's Chorus While I wasn't getting paid for it, it was still a singing outlet for me, and that was really good. But around the mid-90s, I just sort of dropped out of singing, and all of a sudden, here I am 20 years later.
So what's it like getting back into it?
It was good. It felt like getting on a bicycle, where you never forget how to ride a bicycle, and once you get on, it has this real familiarity that it makes you feel like you're home, and that's what singing felt like for me.
Wow, that's wonderful. So, the show, Finding Your Voice, did I get that right?
Your show is Finding Your Voice. My show is The Best Is Yet to Come.
Right. So, what's your style? What's like a little description of the way you sing, or what you sing about, or what you're going to be singing about in The Best Is Yet to Come?
It's a real interesting, eclectic collection of songs. Everything from Broadway to sort of lounge music. You know, one of my songs is The Best Is Yet to Come. Another song is Broadway Baby. So it's a very wide collection. Three songs specifically, are from a composer by the name of Brian Lasser, who put together a collection of songs called Better Days. And that I found that collection when I was doing research for my show. And I connected very strongly to three songs in his collection. And I put those songs into my show. And actually, one of those three songs is actually the encore song for my show, which is very much about, you know, moving on and not being, you know, muddled in your past, but living your present and your future.
That's wonderful. So moving on, not living in your past and moving into the future, which I think is a great sort of, segue to our listeners who are looking to, you know, create something, be inspired, perhaps find their voice or rediscover their voice. So in order to engage that, what's fun for you? So what's fun about the process of singing, of creating, of doing a show, of sort of putting it all together, of expressing yourself? What's the joy and satisfaction you get?
Well, I have to admit, in the very beginning, it was great because it felt really wonderful to be singing again. When I decided to go back to singing, I had actually become a life coach about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was helping other people discover their passions. And then I realized that as much as I enjoy coaching, I wasn't really living my passion. And when I thought about the time in my life when I was really the happiest, it was in the mid-'80s when I was doing a caroling show downtown for the Christmas season, and I absolutely loved singing outdoors, and that made me realize that's when I enjoyed life the most. So when I went back to singing, the process felt great, and I was really nervous. I didn't know if I could still sing, but the teacher I went to, I said, listen, I don't know if I can sing anymore. I'm a trained singer, and he said, let's see. So we worked for an hour, and he says he thinks I can still sing. So 2 years later, he's like, well, you know what? We've got to put this to use. You know, you either or have to do a show and start auditioning, because you have a voice you should share. So that's when we began the process of putting together the show, and I realized I wanted plenty of time to do it, so we sort of earmarked the fall to present this show, and it gave me a lot of time to reflect and realize what I wanted to sing. And I had about 90% of the show put together by the time September came around, so it was only a couple of more songs that I had to put in for the show, and most of the material was already there. The only problem was the songs are really wordy, and the lyrics are a lot to memorize, and I wasn't quite up to that. But I've been doing it and learning it for the last, 9 months. So hopefully this show is ready to share with the public.
Yeah, so in your sort of working with other people, it's a little bit of how you got back to singing after a long absence, thinking, I know one of the questions that I ask when I'm coaching is, what's one of the most exciting times of your life when you were, doing without thinking and you were just so alive, and when we reflect on that, we're like, oh, yeah, that's something I really love. A funny thing that you mentioned is caroling and singing outdoors. Well, on the block I live in Chelsea on 22nd Street, every Christmas time, I think it's the Block Association, they do street caroling, and I think it is the funnest thing in the world. And they start at the building right across the street, and everyone gets a song sheet. And I've joined them with my dog once or twice. I love it. I think it's a blast. You know, who does that anymore these days? You know, walking down the street, street caroling. I think it's brilliant. So if you're craving that, remind me in December you could join us on the street.
Absolutely. That I did for 4 years, which was called The Singing Christmas Tree, was down at the South Street Seaport, and it actually was in a movie. It was in the movie Arthur 2 called Arthur on the Rocks.
Mm.
And I had my 15 seconds of fame because when Dudley Moore saw us doing the show, he decided he wanted to put that show in the film, and the whole scene starts with a close-up of me and two other singers singing Deck the Halls. And then it backs up to show it's not three singers, it's 65 singers singing on a scaffold in the shape of a Christmas tree. But I did get my 15 seconds of fame, which was fun.
And this week you're going to get more than your 15 seconds of fame, but we'll get into that a little later with your show that you're opening. So you mentioned, you know, how you got started, how you got back to singing after a long absence. What sort of has it taken for you to do this? What kind of maybe obstacles or challenges did you need to overcome? It sounds like you did get some support. You went to a voice coach or a friend or something like that who basically said, yes, you're good to go. So obviously we need collaboration and encouragement. But what else did it take to sort of, you know, get this off the ground and put it in motion and keep moving ahead, moving forward?
It really was about loving what I was doing. I mean, it would be wonderful if I could sing professionally and get paid for it again. That would be wonderful. And that made it, you know what? You never know what's going to happen. You know, just when you think something is over, life comes back into from different directions and presents opportunities for you. So, you know, for me, it was getting back to the business that I moved here, whatever, in the 1970s to be a star, and that didn't happen. You sort of get detoured into making a living, being in a relationship, and maybe not necessarily still pursuing your passion. Because, you know, you do have to work, you do have to support yourself. So, you know, life happens. But later on, and I was fortunate enough to not have to worry about supporting myself at this point in my life, I was able to sort of reconnect to those passions again and said, when was I the happiest? And I need to do this again because, I don't know, you know, at my age, you know, you hear about a lot of people all of a sudden, you know, just dropping from different things, and you don't want that. You don't want to have regrets. You want to feel like you gave everything the time and effort it deserved. And I'm not sure where this show is going to go. I'm not sure if it's only going to be two shows and that's it. Although my voice coach seems to think this is the beginning of just doing a whole run. But all I know is that if I didn't do it, I would feel incomplete. At least I know I've done this much. And most of my friends now don't even know I sing. And
well,
there are people that I've told about the show, and they look at me and they go, you sing? And I realize that, no, until anyone who knew me after 1995 basically doesn't even have any idea that I sing.
Well, I feel this is the beginning of your coming out as a singer, right?
Go figure. Just when I thought I'd come out as much as I possibly could.
well, like your show says, the best is yet to come. I love the name. So we've been teasing, and what tell people in New York that about your show. When is your show? And for those who are outside New York, how can they get a glimpse of hearing your voice and the best is yet to come in the future?
Well, the best is yet to come is actually going to be previewing or opening, depending how you look at it, this Thursday at the Duplex, which is down in the West Village. And that show will be from 9:30 to 10:30 on Thursday evening. I think tickets might still be available. You go to the Duplex Cabaret Theater website, and you click on their calendar, and on that Thursday, you will see the 9:30 show is the best is yet to come, Rory Potruck. You just click on that event, and it'll take you to the events page, and if reservations are possible, you just click in and make your reservation. And if that's sold out, which a few days ago it was, but I know that some people are moving their dates from Thursday to the following Monday, which is my second show, which is either my opening or my closing, depending how you look at it. They're coming to the 7 o'clock show on that Monday, and there are some seats still available for that. And it's funny because the 9:30 show, obviously, I'm going to have nerves going on because it's the first show. And I was thinking, what's going to give me that edge, that nervousness for the second show? My family is going to be here for the second show. They're flying in from all over the country. And I'm going to have 15 family members alone in the audience, much less friends and other people in my life. So the Monday night show will have its own dynamic going on to give me that little bit of edge and nervousness. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. And once this is all taped, we're taping both nights. So once this is on, once we have recordings of this, sometime hopefully early December, I'll get together with the videographer, and we will put together a few clips to put on YouTube. We will put on an actual, 40-minute show on YouTube so everybody can see the best of my show.
Wow,
and that YouTube, that should come up under Rory Potruck under YouTube. I haven't quite figured out the dynamic of that yet, but hopefully there are other people around who can help me put that together. I've had other people help me put together the show. I got a director because I needed a third eye. My pianist is there. I'm at the mic. I needed somebody outside of where we were to look at the show and saying, okay, this works, this doesn't, this needs to be fine-tuned. And his name is Ed Shemily, and he has been a major, major help as well as Steve Potfora, who's my accompanist.
Well, Rory, one of our guests mentioned one of the things that's most important to him about getting support and sort of producing his collaboration. You know, he said from the person who helps him get dressed to the person who helps him make his videos and his recording people, his singer, his backup musicians. So he just touched on that. It's really like, this is not something you can pull off on your own and not something you want to pull off on your own. So tell us about collaboration and how important that is to move forward.
Well, there are so many pieces of this puzzle put together. I mean, I had no clue the amount of work that something like this would entail. Everything from picking out the music to arranging the music, which was a lot to do with my voice coach / pianist, Steve Potfora. He helped me fine-tune the show. And then also getting a graphics person to do the advertising, which I had no idea how much that would take, but it was a matter of making postcards, which, ironically, two postcards were mailed out. Most of the postcards I just hand out to people, as well as a business-sized card, because not everybody wants to take a postcard and shove it in their pocket, but a business-sized card was great for advertising my show. And so I have that, and my friend Ed, who I've known for 35 years. There was something really great about having him direct me in the show. He's directed theater before, but only one cabaret in the past. And so my voice coach was nervous about having him direct me because he wasn't sure if he had the experience for cabaret that you need. But my voice coach is very happy with what Ed's done and the suggestions that he's made. And, I can't run the entire show. I can do a few things. I can pull help in around me, sort of, so to speak, circle the wagon so I can put together a good show. But I also, there are times when I have to let go of my desire to run the entire show and rely on other people's third eye, so to speak, to help me make the proper decisions or guide me in the proper proper decisions to put together. It's not easy.
That is wonderful. I think that it's an important message for people who are solo practitioners or for people who are looking to create, show, or sing, you know, that it is it takes a village, it's a team, and with all that comes things, like you said, of having to let go as well. Well, I'm sure our listeners are very excited to get a taste of the best is yet to come and hear your voice, and we thank you for being on our show today, and look forward to hearing more of you.
I'll be glad to tell you about the experience after it's taken place.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rory, for being on Fun to Fortune's Entrepreneur Success Series, singing to your own tune with Coach Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, that was Rory Potruck, who's going to be performing after 20 years at the Duplex. We are so excited to see Rory and hear his voice and hear what the best is yet to come has in store. Very exciting. We heard from two really amazing artists today about what it takes to sort of come back, find your courage, to find your voice, the collaborations it takes, the learnings that it takes, the commitment, the persistence. And it's interesting. I really have never worked with a client in the arts of singing or dancing, so to speak, developing their craft. But the similarities are of working of starting any business are exactly the same and parallels all the things that you need to do to move your business idea forward. And what's really wonderful is that about both of these people is they realized that this is something they missed in their life. This was a passion. This is something that they really enjoy. And a lot of people who are in jobs that they're not loving or 9-to-5 jobs that they don't like, this is a way for them. An easy question. When were you most excited? What do you really miss in your life? What would fill you up? And the beauty, of again, in both of these people is that if you do have a full-time job, you don't need to go and quit your job and start singing. All you need to do is to begin the process and set a goal and set another goal. And as Kevin said, really think big. Do not play small. Think big. And so we're going to leave you with a few songs. I'm going to play Kevin. I don't have any of Rory's music until that will be available after his show. And then I'm going to play a little preview of our next guest. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Deidre Goodwin and Kim Stern, who developed something called the Broadway Warm-Up. Deidre has been seen and starred in Chicago on Broadway, as well as a number of things. Kim, I don't actually know much about her background, but I will find out. And then we're going to hear from another Kim, Kim Smith, cabaret performer, and has his first album released. And he has a very, very interesting style. So you'll hear a few pieces of music, and then we will say goodbye for the day. Let's start with another song from Kevin, Always Time Heals Everything.
Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, Tuesday, Thursday, April, August, autumn, winter, next year, some year, time heals everything. Time heals everything.
don't know about you, but when I hear Kevin's music, I really get chills. His voice is so powerful and incredible. It really touches you. It really touches right into your bones. I feel like I'm a DJ today. I don't have a DJ set up, but a radio DJ playing music. So I'm a little technically challenged. We're going to hear from a little bit of Kim Smith, who's going to be talking to you in 2 weeks about his story. And he's got a really interesting style. I want to say it's from the Valhall period. I don't know. I probably didn't get that right. But I'm going to start off with something called Bang Bang, and then you'll listen to a little bit of his pop music that he just created from an album called Nova. See if I can get this working. I love when artists cover songs and present them in such a different way. And that's an example from Kim Smith from his album called The Tease. Now I'm going to say something from his recent album. This is from Jealous. It's a little more poppy. So here, take a listen.
So,
album Nova. We're going to hear from Kim Smith in 2 weeks on Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Success Series with Coach Jeff. This month, this episode and the next episode is Finding Your Voice, Finding Your Step, Singing and Dancing to Your Own Tune. So thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for listening to me with Kevin Dozier. Please visit his site and listen to his music. He is wonderful. And our second guest, Rory Potruck, if you are in New York City, check out the Duplex Cabaret. He will be performing this week on Thursday and the following week on Monday. And we hope to get some recordings of his music. And that is the best. The best is yet to come. For me, I'm Jeff Belinsky, the show host of Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Success Series. You can find me at www.jeffvilinsky.com. That's JeffVilensky.com. Every other week, I'll have a new guest entrepreneur on the show who has found fun and fortune. And together, we will inspire, inform, educate, and blaze a trail for people like you sharing what they do, how they did it, and what challenges, help, and resources they found to assist them on their path onto fortune. Thank you, and again, bang, bang, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for listening and for being on Blog Talk Radio.